They're gonna drop a like in between when we record this and whenever this episode comes out, they're gonna drop something about this movie, whether it's a cast reveal, poster.
No, my luck with editing these every time.
I'm ready. And yeah. It's gonna take everyone by storm. I don't think anyone's properly prepared for the amount of shadow we're about to see. I think this is the year.
I don't
shadow.
Think Storm's you're gonna right, be in this.
You're right.
I hope he is. I hope he is.
Yeah, just Storm. Put another character
just
in there.
And Storm. Shadow and Storm. I am
Wave and Big Kahono.
But you're completely right. This is going to be a time capsule of an episode. Like, it's going to be outdated in a month.
No, you're right. It'll be fun. Like, at the end of the year when the movie's out, you'll have to be like, okay, did we get anything or were we close? It'd be fun. Absolutely be fine.
It would be funny to play it sound clips of it, and then we also defend ourselves.
Right. I said this could be perhaps the best video game movie of all time. That is a statement. So
yeah. And in court they'll bring it up.
No, they will.
I gotta say,
right now
I gotta say just in case, I'm gonna make a prediction right here. Just in case, a 7-minute acid trip sequence. Just in case.
Oh, okay.
Just in case.
When does this occur?
I don't know, but I just want to be safe because I'm like, if we go see that movie and that happens, I'm going to look back and be like, I was such a fucking idiot for not saying it. Hello, welcome to Sonic Podcast Adventure, the world's most wave past cool podcast. Did I say it? No,
you
no.
said past, but you started with an F.
Yes,
you
I
said
did.
Said wave. Did. Wave past wave. Cool.
Bye, cool.
Sorry, I'm still thinking about Sean's kahuna joke from months ago.
Wow, it stuck with you.
So I don't know if you know this. So we were talking about, first of all, please welcome Ian Mutchler back to the podcast. We're talking about Sonic movie predictions.
Sonic movie 3 predictions.
Mm-hmm.
But real quick, the kahuna joke. So we were talking about, I think we were talking about, who is it, Big the Cat or something like
that? Yeah.
We were just talking about Big the Cat and Wave.
Because
right?
We were talking about Sonic Forces, and I brought up Operation Big Wave, and Sean mentioned those are two Sonic characters who don't appear in Sonic Forces. So we started talking. And he says, yeah, Big Wave is their ship name, otherwise known as Kahuna. And I lost it. I swear to God, I laughed for like 2 minutes straight where Sean went on like this whole actual conversation and stopped. And all you hear is me laughing. And he's like, are you still laughing?
Because no. And also because Chris has like such like an octave of their laugh that Discord says no and won't capture. So
it's just
I don't
silence.
Hear, I just think it's like just the initial ha of air and then. You know, my turn to start talking.
Dude, what a crack ship that would be. I think if I was scrolling and I saw Wave and Big, I don't know, holding hands, I think I would. I don't know. I'd double back at least.
A Tweety Bird and Sylvester relationship where God. Big is trying to eat Wave.
What? Yeah, you're right. Sean, you should be in charge of more things. Get you into Sonic Team.
No, I
You got
really
some
shouldn't.
Ideas here. The characters should be eating each other. You heard it here on the Sonic Pod.
Yeah, obviously.
Every time the official Sonic Twitter posts something like vaguely unhinged, I have like a thought in my head of like, Sean's secretly running this account and he just isn't telling me.
Sean.
Like they posted the one
Sean,
a couple
are
days
you an
ago.
Insider?
They posted the one a couple days ago where Omo Chow gets locked up in prison.
I did see that one. The bars like, come down.
Do I need to repost the video that I made? I use that clip from Ed, Edd n Eddy where like Eddie like crashes a tractor and Double D's like, Ed, that's really something I would expect from you. And Ed's like, it's really something I wanted to do. And I put our names over Ed and Ed and Double D, and then like the crashing of the tractor is Sonic Twitter posting something unhinged.
They're a delight. Do you remember when the Sonic Twitter, Chris was there? I remember Chris was definitely there, but like they were just I think the whole time they were just launching like a rocket into, or no, Sonic was growing. That's right. This is the best part of my week. There was a drawing of Sonic, and then they posted another Sonic, drawing, right? And Sonic got a little taller. And then the next one, Sonic gets a little taller.
Not searching
Sonic, and Sonic gets a little taller and a little taller and a little taller.
The filter will not let me find that tweet. It will show me other things first. If I search Sonic growing.
No, you're right. You're right. It's, well,
no,
it was,
no, you just look up Sonic legs tweet because I just found it.
Oh, this was last. So funny.
No, this was 2022.
That also lead
this
to
was
something.
A while ago. This
I
was,
don't care. Searching for other Sonic stuff for this show has probably put me on several federal lists.
The Sonic Twitter, boy. They hit. It is a joy, an absolute joy. But I did want to talk about.
We had a topic,
I did want to talk about the movie because I think this would be a fun time capsule to look back on before there's any trailers, any sort of, you know, rumbling of where we know everything, right? And everyone can kind of piece it together. But like, I did want to start off with, this isn't just the Year of Shadow. I had it in my head. This is the Year of Shadow the Hedgehog, but the Knuckles show comes out first, right? Like the Knuckles show should be coming out this year. Have you guys talked about your thoughts on that at all? Is there like any excitement? Are you like, oh, we gotta wait and see it? What's the vibe?
We mentioned it when like the news came out.
Yeah,
when the news came out that like the description was that Knuckles is going to be training Wade in the Wake of the Echidna. I was like, okay, not a huge fan of
it's
Wade.
Very strange,
but it's
oh, so you don't like Wade.
He was
That's
fine
pivotal.
In the first
that
movie.
Is pivotal, maybe. He's funny. I'm trying to remember a joke he did.
He can be funny, but then in the second movie, like, it's just a lot of references with him, and that's not what I like. I like him in the first movie. In the second movie, he, like, brings up the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man several times, and I'm like, all right, bud.
Does he actually bring it up a couple times?
Yeah.
I believe you. Because I remember him saying it, but that becomes, like, his thing.
Because it was when they're revealing like the that the Master Emerald can make wishes come true, and he's like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. I'm like, that's not what that was.
That's not the same at all. He made me laugh a couple times. Him with I kind of wanted Agent Stone and Knuckles together.
Yeah.
I think that was something that people were buzzing about. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, I mean, I think like I think there's just a lot. Like I understand they wanted to be hybrid. But honestly, I think it would just have been better if it was like flashback Knuckles stuff. And that way, if you needed to like cop out on having Idris Elba, like the paycheck, you could cast younger Knuckles with a different
actor.
I
mean, they did the on the Blu-ray of the second movie. They have that short where Sonic, Tails and Knuckles find the reprogrammed Eggman robot.
That short was so cute.
It's cute. In that one, Knuckles is voiced by Fred Tatasciore. Idris Elba.
Nope.
But I mean, I think they also might want to avoid going into like a deeper Knuckles backstory for obvious reasons. Because we didn't go too far in the movie, but
I mean, didn't he still tweet about, hey, Knuckles' dad has a beard. I wonder where they got that from.
I think it would be nice to set some things. Like, I wonder how connected Paramount and Sega are in terms of writing, right? Like, in terms of, like, Paramount being like, we want to do this with Knuckles and we're going to do it. Bye.
It certainly seems like there's a disjointedness. Like, there's obviously, like, everyone's in, like, the meeting when they're saying story plot points, I think. But that's the movie. If you have to fly people out from Japan to make that meeting happen, that's, of course, you're going to do that for the movie. The movie has that budget TV show. They might get an email might not get approval as easily because nobody wants to come out and approve it themselves. No, like I think you just get some. It's harder to do everything they're trying to do in a movie or in a TV series.
I wonder. OK, we'll see about that. But larger topic.
They did. I don't want to get too much into leaks on this show, but they did like there was a leak or like an official posting on like TV production websites of episode titles for it.
Oh, those were really funny. I did read those.
One of them is The Flames of Disaster.
Insane. insane. We got an 06 reference in the Knuckles show of all things. Like, is that just a reference or is it more?
I don't know, because like there's crazy. No way they're gonna fucking do Iblis.
What did they do
in the Knuckles show?
I have no clue what they're gonna do.
I mean, I thought movie three was gonna be Amy and Metal, but no, they throw in Shadow before everything else, so God knows what.
I can't, let's talk about Sonic, because I do want to talk about that, because I think the movie, Sonic Movie 3, whether or not it involves any of the Knuckles show or not, is going to be mostly SA2's plot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems and where we're headed.
It's with its, you know, like obviously the SA2 plot concerning Shadow and Sonic, and I doubt they're going to send Knuckles on a worldwide mission to find shattered pieces. But I think it's going to be mostly Shadow's and Sonic's story, obviously, and Gerald Robotnik and all that stuff. But like, boy, I am dreading how they're going to mix in the Tom and Maddie stuff.
I want to talk about that. Are they going to bring in Tom, Maddie, Gunn, right? Because they bring those in with Sonic 2. Are they going to bring in Metal? Are they going to bring in Amy? Like, how bloated is this going to end up? Because SA2's story is solid. Like, the story, I like SA2's story. So, like, if they found a way to make that, you know, cohesive for a movie, great. But if we start adding stuff in, we're messing with the spices here.
I think you can have people stand in, like, you know, in small doses, not necessarily like, Amy's replaced with, the niece or whatever from the first movie. Like,
oh my God,
do that.
I wonder,
like, God, I don't want to know if I'm right. But
what if she gives Shadow a pair of shoes? What if she continues it?
I think if like Tom stays on Earth, he can just be kind of like the person on, like the man on the street when disasters are happening. Like, there's ways to do it, but I don't think they're gonna use a star that little. You know,
what if Tom is the one who convinces Shadow to save them, like how Amy did, and then they replaced it with Chris Thorndike?
Confirmed, Tom is gonna be Chris Thorndike.
I mean,
but yeah,
Are we gonna get any follow up on the sister who had her wedding in the second movie that like diverted everything for way too long? Are we gonna get any build up on that? Is she gonna be involved in the plot too?
I have a lot of questions, and I don't think any of us have the answers.
Let's start in like. Instead of just bouncing questions back and forth, we should start in like a topic of what to discuss first.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I guess first of all, the big topic, what do you think they're going to do with Shadow?
How
do you think they're going to handle Shadow?
I think they're going to get it right. I do. And only because of Prime Shadow. I think Prime Shadow was written really well. And I'm like, oh, wait, they can do it. Like, and I think juxtaposed against movie Sonic, it's easy. It's kind of like, oh, well, movie Sonic is a child and only knows pop culture references. Like, we can easily have someone who's not, well, they might be, I don't know how they're going to do it, but not as childish and doesn't know any pop culture references. Like, those opposites are going to be fun to watch them bounce off. So I think that part will be fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, like I remember them saying that like Sonic's arc throughout these movies, like I know they said Sonic's arc throughout these movies is going to be him developing into like the cocky, self-assured hero that he is in the games. I think like it's just the difference between the first and the second movie. You can see a little bit of that. And I think meeting somebody with like as dire of a situation as Shadow is really going to help out with that.
I hope that's what it is. I think this happens all across the board. Anytime there's any kind of American adaptation of a Japanese property is most American writers who have a longstanding career in the writing industry don't understand what a shonen protagonist is. So it gets real Americanized in terms of like, oh, they're just like a superhero then, you know. So Sonic has become that in the movies. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. A Sonic for everybody, you know, and all that stuff. Like it changes can be different or change can be good. But it's
a
like
Sonic in every garage.
Finally.
But I do think they need to like at least like just have him mature a little bit, because that was kind of starting into where he doesn't realize he doesn't want the glory of being a hero. He just is a hero for being a hero's sake. So at the very least, we'll get like an apex of that arc or a peak of that arc. I don't know if we're going to get full like Sonic from the games ever.
No, because like the first movie is him learning how to use his powers to be a hero, like what a hero is. The second one is him learning responsibility, like what a hero's duty is with the power they have. So I'm wondering how they're going to build on that in the third movie.
I think Sonic has to be competent to some extent to go toe to toe with Shadow, like you guys are saying.
Yeah.
Like there's an arc here. And like Shadow's gotta be, or Sonic's gotta
be a little less silly and goofy. You
he's gonna know
like
how to fight.
Be like himself. Mm-hmm. You know, exactly. I think he's gonna stop just being like, well, I mean, and that can lean into the like overconfidence, cocky stuff. Like he like will probably realize like if he's distracted and unfocused and all this stuff. So like he needs
so that
to
works. That's fun, right?
Grow
like
up
I'll watch that
a little bit as a fighter. Yeah, exactly. If
the
he wants to do this for sure, he has to drop some things. Yeah,
because there are moments in the movies where like he puts aside that jokiness and can focus. Like I think about in the climax of the first movie where he's doing the slow motion thing with the missiles, and he's like pretending to shoot them, and then once Robotnik like turns on his machine to go as fast as him, then he gets serious. I think like that's, you can easily do that in the beginning with Shadow kicking his butt just like Knuckles did. But that's another thing I fear is just repeating sort of what happened with Knuckles in the first movie, in the second movie.
Knuckles was really well handled.
Yeah, he was, but I mean, like,
they're both tricked by Eggman, though. It's not like it's not the same, not similar.
Exactly. Yeah. But like, I want to see if there's a good way for them to put a, not a twist, but make it just not feel like you're putting a Shadow skin over Knuckles in the second movie and going, here's your new movie.
I think the biggest thing here that we're forgetting is that Jeff Fowler is in the credits. The director of Sonic, of Shadow the Hedgehog. So to some extent, this man knows the character. The man has animated the character in some capacity.
I've been thinking about that.
So like, I think they're going to nail this. Like, I do think if there's any character, Jeff is probably like, oh, I know this one.
I have no worries about the characterization of Shadow.
Okay,
like,
that's a big topic.
I think they're going to do, I think they're going to do his characterization well. Because as you mentioned, Prime does a great job. I think you can clearly see that the way movie Knuckles was written changed how game and comic Knuckles was written as well, like making him more into that tribal warrior. I hope the same happens with Shadow.
Interesting.
Where like Prime can affect the movie, can affect the games. Because I mean, Shadow's been like the most criticized character of the past decade or so because of how much he's changed.
Yeah, I think the way they have to go with the movie is like Shadow cannot have any like we were saying, can't have any like pop culture reference like to him. Like he can't be like Sonic at all. He has to just be like focused and dedicated, and then you learn why in a flashback, because like this is about a promise, this is about, you know, sticking to that promise and all that stuff. So like, I think I hope that's what like that's what they nail. I think that's something that's easy to nail, is to have him stick to the being this, like maybe he can make a joke or two, like in terms of being cocky and confident.
Oh,
and,
I'm
like,
down.
Like, or calling Sonic a joke, like he can insult Sonic, I think, but like I don't think he can, you know, pull out weird references and stuff like that and be like and you know, dance parties and dance battles and stuff like I think they really have to like assess like, yeah, these movies are for kids, but you don't gotta talk down to them like this, you know, like
they're not gonna do
is at a middle base for that.
They're not gonna do a Mr. Burns and have him use like a bunch of old timey words and references as the joke.
Yeah,
you know, they're not gonna pull that. He's not gonna be asking about the schedule for the auto gyro.
Do you think
that would be funny though? Because he was made by like somebody's grandfather
50 years ago. Yeah. Which, yeah. Wait a minute. So if Sonic Movie 2, what's 2024 minus, what's 50 years ago from 2024?
Oh, don't make us all do math.
2074?
Well, that cool.
Years I'm ago, sorry, not
1974.
Okay, yeah. So Shadow's a 70s guy. All right.
Okay, yeah. So he's got like the 70s references, I guess, is when he makes. Maybe. Like, would he know? They have one TV on the Ark, and he would watch Leave It to Beaver all the time.
I'm going to Google, what was the biggest show in 1974?
Oh, please tell me.
If they have him say references too, I don't know. We'll
to get him to open up in the post-credits.
Oh, no, I don't want
like,
this.
Go make a reference. What's something you watch?
It would be funny. I'd laugh.
All in the Family.
Oh, my gosh. Those were the days. Yeah, that could be Shadow's favorite for show.
Days. Shadow's very, very inspired by Archie Bunker.
Yeah. The voice actor just does an Archie Bunker impression the whole time.
Oh my god.
It's Hayden Christensen.
AI resurrect Archie Bunker.
No. Oh my gosh.
Voice actors.
I would love to. Do you know voice who I actors. Wanted?
Yes.
Do you know who I wanted? Ew. And now I'm feeling a little. Now that Hayden Christensen's out here, I'm like, oh, wait, that's a really good fit. I was like, let's get Pedro Pascal in there. I was really like, let's give him like a kind of a little accent to him. Let's give him a little spice. Yeah. But no, I mean.
I think he'd be good. My number one, like, I wish it could be Jason Griffith the way they did with Colleen. Like, I wish they would actually cast voice actors for the role. But they're for Shadow, they're 100% going to go for the celebrity. Like,
yeah, why
no
not?
Question. Mm-hmm. So I think my number one has been Robert Pattinson.
I think he'd crush it.
I think he'd be amazing. Yeah. Like, his voice in the Batman is perfect.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree with Robert Pattinson. Who did I write down here? Sam Witwer.
Let me look that up.
Yeah. He's a big enough celebrity. But he's the guy who took over the Darth Maul voice acting in.
Oh, really?
He's real good.
Yeah,
I like
he
Sam.
Was Starkiller.
He was in the Clone Force Wars, Unleashed,
I think,
and Rebels.
Yeah,
so he has experience. And
he Broadway theatrical commits to that Darth Maul voice.
Give Shadow a song.
I don't know if he's a big enough like name. Yeah.
Let him sing during the Maria flashback.
What horrible needle drops do you think are going to happen in this movie?
Can he sing? Oh, no. Can he just? They don't put in "Live and Learn." Can they put in "Never Turn Back" instead? Like the most Bon Jovi ass song in any Sonic game.
Yeah,
replacing it with a Bon Jovi song.
Down with
so
the
funny.
Sickness as the needle drop.
Wait, what song?
I said down with the sickness is probably going to be the needle drop.
Or
Indestructible. Also by Disturbed.
Any kind of new metal. Just any new metal. Just toss
new
it
metal
in.
Or like emo rock hits from 5 years ago.
Yeah.
What if they just brought him
because he's from the 70s. He's from the 70s. Just give him the Peter Quill Walkman.
Oh. I'm not
like
opposed.
I don't know if the Walkman was from the 70s.
You know what? We don't even know
his favorite songs.
Yeah.
Wait. What are his favorite songs from the 70s?
Yeah.
Oh, we don't know enough about the 70s, do we?
That's a bad way to do a pop culture version.
Just replay it like Shinji with his Sony Walkman.
Oh, wait. That's kind of fun. He puts his earbuds in, his little Walkman over ears, and then he runs down Rackle Highway kicking everybody's ass.
Oh, my God.
Where's those damn Chaos Emeralds as he's jamming to?
Is he going to swear?
I think they throw in
one. He's got a PG-13 movie swear, I think.
Oh, like he's about to say damn, and they're like, darn it. Like somebody jumps in at the last second.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. A PG movie swear. Like he's going to say everything he can.
Because like even in a PG-13 movie, you can get in one fuck.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is going to be PG.
One quick fuck.
Like, yeah.
It's like, you know, how like sometimes they do like those like alternate universes where the characters are actually like acting in it instead of like CGI or whatever. So it's just like directors talking to Shadow. Like, OK, Shadow, you get one fuck. OK,
cool. Use it wisely.
Got it. Action. Fucking fuck. Shadow. No.
Nobody tells me what to do.
I think the best PG-13 use of fuck that I've ever seen was in Guardians 3.
Oh, it was very good. The crowd
so
reacted.
Good.
Everyone.
Yeah, so fucking funny.
That's funny.
But But oh man, like I'm curious if they're going to do any kinds of references in the movie to like Shadow's like swearing, where's that damn Chaos Emerald? Like
that's a thing.
That era of Shadow, just to like give the audience a little like, if you know, you know.
I'm sorry, I just remembered we were joking about who we thought Shadow would be, and I said John Mulaney, and his roommate came in and did the most flawless John Mulaney impression I've ever heard.
Yes, he did.
John Mulaney as Shadow would be so funny.
It all starts with this.
Oh my god, you just whipped that out. Oh no.
No. Their roommates is so much better. I'll send you the clip later.
I'm not getting them now, but my roommate did it. I'll watch very the clip. Good.
I'm absolutely good. Too funny.
But, speaking of casting, let's circle back to the plot for a second, because if Jim Carrey is back.
Oh, right.
Like, how do you think this plot plays out? And if he's not, how do you think the plot plays out?
I thought, well, like this whole time, I've thought that he's not going to come back because he said he like wasn't sure. So yeah. I've been thinking more about what would happen if he didn't than if he did. And I thought it would be Agent Stone unlock, like releases Shadow to try to get a plot to get back on Sonic and Tails for.
Yeah, that was my exact
whatever happened to Robotnik.
Stone doing it. And then like Stone realizes Robotnik was not a good person through the actions of like Gerald Robotnik or something like that. You know, like he was exactly like his grandfather. His grandfather is evil, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I do wonder if they would want to replace Jim Carrey with another big name. Like
I wonder
because I want Dr. Stone like to be the villain, yeah. But I wonder if they're going to look at it and be like, oh, we want the star power. Get Tom Holland in here. Get Mark Wahlberg in here.
I was going to say they might do some
keep
kind
Marky
of like,
Mark know, away.
Clone situation or whatever. And it's like in somebody who, like if not that, I wonder if it's going to be something like the comics, like the Archie comics where Robotnik died at some point and like a robot version of him replaced him. And the robot version just looks like a regular version of him with like fake skin and everything. So it's like, and they use that in the comics a lot, just as a side note, to like give him like these weird, crazy glowing red eyes to like that really like sells like, oh, this is an evil man.
Surprise. But, the movie villain is Mammoth Mogul.
Oh, what if?
No, obviously. Yeah.
Holy cow. I'm glad we can make those references.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Maybe we don't bring him back. But what a name. You like shot me up into my chair. I'm like, who? I haven't heard that name in years. Holy cow.
Ixius Nagus used to be the villain in Sonic. Yes, that's right, Grandpa. Let's get you to bed.
I think my curiosity with the Jim Carrey question comes in like, are we guaranteed a four? Like, does this stay as a trilogy or does this continue? Because if Jim Carrey's like, yes, I'm doing movie 3. Not to throw another question into it, but I don't know if he'd stick around for a four if he's like, you know what? This is the end of my career. I'm just going to keep doing these Sonic movies
if they
until
can get for 3. I think they'll probably end it. If they can't, they might just.
I wonder.
Well, it's difficult because there were the rumors, like obviously there's rumors and fake leaks like all over. Anybody can say anything on Twitter and it'll be said that it's a leak. That Paramount is looking at a Shadow spinoff after movie 3. It's entirely possible that they're still going to gun for making this a whole franchise.
And I mean, I'm in. I'll watch them. Like, I'm having fun.
Yeah.
More Sonic. Get the kids into Sonic. Indoctrination propaganda for the Hedgehog cause.
Do you work at Sega? I think you do.
I told you, see?
Yeah,
this is what you're talking about. He's not telling us.
I think with Five Nights at Freddy's is the interesting one I like to look at. Five Nights at Freddy's making a ton of money has been fascinating because I looked at the critic reviews and most people, I haven't seen the movie, but most people are like, it's good to okay is kind of the vibe I'm seeing with the Five Nights at Freddy's movie. So that movie made all its money from fans who already love that property, dragging their friends and family to go see it.
Yes.
Because Five Nights at Freddy's to them was a very faithful, sincere adaptation of something they love. So that's my hope. Is that Sonic movie 3 is a sincere adaptation of Sonic Adventure 2. Not because it has to be, but because Sonic Adventure 2 actually isn't bad. Like, the story is fun. You're
going to get a huge shit ton of fans going to Sonic Movie 3, even if they haven't seen the first two.
They're going to quote.
Sonic Adventure 2 is still, like, at least from what I've seen as, like, the best Sonic story.
Yeah.
Like, it's awesome. It's the game everybody thinks of. It's the soundtrack everyone thinks of.
Yep.
Like, everything seems like it's been trying to, like, achieve that Sonic Adventure 2 level. So I feel like, considering how pretty, like, faithful they were to, like, Sonic 3 and Knuckles, like, they took some liberties with the emeralds and stuff, but I am totally okay with that. You don't need to be
the Skittles, you mean? The little, like, lifesavers that fell out. I'm like, what are they going to do now? It all starts with this, and he's holding this little pincushion.
The little emeralds you get with the Jack specific figures, those are like
life size. It's so funny.
What's that one fucking gif from Monster House where it's just the grabbing and eating?
Just get this crunch of plastic.
I never thought about Shadow just holding the little emerald in his hand.
What are you going to do?
And they do have smaller hands in these models.
Oh. No, but Sonic's right next
Sonic
to him in
held
movie
them
too.
In his, Sonic they all held fall all through his
fingers.
His
He's like, ah, sheesh. So like, he could enlarge them.
The Master
Maybe, like,
Emerald was like
in.
The size of my iPad. They weren't that big.
They were small.
Right. Yeah. Well, what I was going to say was, so Gunn is newly formed in this.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Who's going to shoot Maria?
The military?
No.
I was going to
get that. The killer has been in the movies this whole time. We can figure this out right now. One of them killed Maria.
It has to be the Olive Garden guy who has been drowning his sorrows at Olive Garden because he lives with the guilt.
Oh, it was one of the people in the boardroom. Who was, wasn't the voice of... The voice of Scratch or Grounder, I think, was in like that boardroom.
It's him. It was my first mission. And then it's like, and then like the waiter's just like, do you want more breadsticks? Yes, please. Oh, God.
Just real quick, the boardroom scene you mentioned.
Yeah.
We watched, when I watched it with my previous roommates, Mike and Matt, when we watched the first Sonic movie, for some reason, we absolutely fell in love with one line delivery in that
Let
scene,
me hear it.
Which is where he goes like, I know he's a little weird. And the guy goes, weird.
<That's> weird.
we fell in love with that line of dialogue. Like, I have the clip, just that clip saved on my computer.
I got to rewatch. Like,
we'll just
that
reference
awesome.
It.
Oh,
he's a little
give me
weird.
That. I'm adding
weird.
It to the soundboard.
Yeah, wait. Put that on the soundboard. That's pivotal.
Oh my God. I'll send you the clip.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. No, I didn't pick up on that at all. Now every time I watch, I love watching Sonic Movie 1 so every funny. Month. I'll put
oh
it on.
Oh, my God. But I do hope he's back.
Jim Carrey?
I do hope he's back because that would make a much more faithful version of the story. There it is.
No, I hope he's back. But let's assume he is. Let's assume this is like the ideal.
I have a
SA2 scenario. Yeah. Go ahead.
I have a casting question. Mm. Well, two a couple of questions, all wrapped up in one umbrella question. Who is going to be in there as well in terms of new characters to the movie universe? Do you
think I want to talk about this.
And Amy are going to make it?
I really want Amy. I think
Amy
we're okay.
Probably has to be.
It's a boys fest right
okay.
now. Yeah,
I know exactly. Yeah. Like, yeah. I think we're okay without Rouge for a little bit. I want Rouge. I really want Rouge. One of my friends fan casted Rouge, Lupita Nyong'o. And I'm like, oh, fuck, that would be amazing.
Lupita. Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Shoot. This is a very accomplished. Yeah. Wait. This is a very accomplished actress. She's
well, so
like,
is Idris Elba.
Oh, yeah. No,
don't forget
you're correct.
About the cavity.
You're totally correct. Yeah. Rouge is just a very.
The cavity?
Did you say the cavity? Yeah,
yes,
wait.
I said, don't forget about the cavity.
Right over me. No, you're right. You're so right. No, she would absolutely crush that. Wait, that would be really fun to see her in there.
Well, I've been stuck on Amy. Like, if Amy came in, who would voice her?
I think Rouge is super important to the story of SA2 in the way of, like, you can rip her out, but you are missing that trio of villains, right? So,
yes.
You know, I do think she's Aind, but that comes into question. Like, okay, if we add Amy into whoever voices her, what are the humans doing? What is like everyone who's at the wedding party doing?
Like, I'm afraid Rouge is going to be replaced by like Tom being a special agent of Gunn or something now or something like that.
I'm
like,
so curious.
That's my theory is Tom's going to be an agent of Gunn.
This movie has a giant asterisk on it.
Misconstruing. And oh, maybe he has to hunt Sonic after the mix up with Shadow.
Okay. I mean, I like it. Gunn being involved was funny in Sonic Movie 2.
Yeah.
Like, Gunn had funny lines. So, like, it perfectly teased it up.
Yeah.
But Amy,
yeah,
and Amy, like, you could rip out, which is, like,
you could, but you could, but she is, I don't want to, because she is so much the heart of the team.
Yeah.
Considering she's the one who makes Shadow, like, unlock his real memories about Maria.
Yeah.
I hope they get a good actress for Maria, because, boy, bad movie, like, bad family movie, like, kid actors, it sticks out like a sore thumb. Like,
oh, if she like goes to fall and it's the most dramatic Disney Channel, like, oh, yeah,
yeah. But Hillary Sean, Duff, like, you brought up a point earlier about who would shoot Maria and it being like the Olive Garden guy.
That would be kind of funny, because I never thought of that goof to try and like,
because he does
get rid of his guilt. Yeah,
he does know what Project Shadow is at the end of the second movie. I always saw him as the gun commander.
Never ending possible. It's never ending, just like the blood that poured out of that little girl.
He's still going through it. It has been 50 years. He cannot get over it.
Like, I always thought he was going to be the gun commander as a kid, like, who saw the creation of Shadow.
They just show their eyes and one is a different color and everyone in the theater screams.
It never happened before. Like, it wasn't in the previous two movies.
I've been wearing contacts.
That's what I thought. But like, him being the one who shot Maria, that is an interesting pull.
Okay. Question.
He got Gerald in Olive Garden.
Gerald Robotnik.
Oh, I want to talk about this.
Casting. I have a joke answer, Werner Herzog, and a real possible answer.
This
Why
podcast.
Why would Werner Herzog be the joke answer? He was in Star Wars.
No. This is true. He would be great. I'm saying I'm not sure it's going to happen. The likelihood of it is 50-50. The one that may, that this one sounds jokier, but the likelihood of it is more, because he has said he is in his freak show stage era of his career, and it's Hugh Grant.
Wait, Hugh? No, don't get me. He's you got my hopes up. Oompa Loompa. I just skyrocketed my interest in Sonic Movie 3.
He's a fucking Oompa Loompa. Don't tell me he won't accept this.
He would annihilate the role of Gerald Robotnik.
But like, I'm curious if they would get somebody older than Jim Carrey.
Oh, I hope they do.
Is he not the same? Is he? Oh, I thought he. Yeah. So that's true.
Or at least give him the grays.
Also,
give him a gray mustache.
Flashbacks.
Yeah. But even so, like, Gerald, when he created Shadow, was older than Eggman is at the time of SA2.
I don't think that necessarily matters. It's not really a
might be here nor there. I wonder.
I that's just what I thought. If they didn't do that, I would be totally fine. That's just what I expected.
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Evil Alien, for your blood to make my ultimate hedgehog.
What accent would you give? But this leads into
bad impression of Werner Herzog. But
this leads into something beautiful that I absolutely want to talk about too. So they cast Professor Gerald. Do they bring in Black Doom? Do they bring in the Black Arms? Do they hint at any of this?
Silhouettes the writers, shadows at most, I think.
The like, writers
see him making a deal with someone we don't see.
The writers did say that Shadow's story in this movie is going to be influenced by both SA2 and Shadow the Hedgehog.
They said this already?
I take that to mean that they're just going to like make sure they don't have to retcon themselves and just
make sure the present
information in that is there, you know?
But I think something the movie is going to discuss is, why does a creature made on Earth look like Sonic from another planet?
Oh, that's cool.
Oh. Gerald has to have had maybe interactions with whatever species Sonic is from. Hedgehog, maybe? I don't know.
Whatever. Like genetic, like copy, like they steal like genes and samples from people
I think that's something unavoidable, is like there's all the conversation of Shadow looking like Sonic. And I think this movie, like, I don't see them just sort of hand waving it away. I feel like there's going to be some sort of like, this is how a creature made on Earth looks like this alien who didn't show up until 3 years ago.
I love this because we've gone from Sonic Movie 1 with the worst design ever to, oh, they won't hand wave this small detail about Shadow the Hedgehog's backstory. Like that is a glow up if I've ever heard it. Like that is
Shadow looks like
nuts to be talking about.
Because like
Shadow Sonic looks like the original Sonic model.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Sonic X kind of did that. Yeah, the genetic
combination didn't work there for 100%.
No.
Sonic X kind of did that where they said that both Sonic and Sonic's planet and Earth used to be one planet like ages ago and something made it split. And then Eggman learning that Eggman learning that he was born on Earth and somehow wound up in Sonic's world, which I always thought, oh, maybe it was something to do with like Gerald trying to experiment with like bridging the two worlds. Maybe that's how he was able to create Shadow on Earth when Sonic was from another planet.
Interesting. Could you imagine they bring in, okay, not only is the world in two, also all the human characters are down here. We're going to introduce Amy and Rouge. The bio lizard is a thing. You got to know about that. Like this movie becomes massive.
Yeah, very quickly.
How's the bio lizard going to look?
Well, you mentioned I would love to see like a fully realized bio lizard, but you mentioned earlier
streamline that out of the story. To be honest,
here's the thing. You mentioned earlier Metal.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I thought Metal was going to be in 3, but clearly not. But I think it could be entirely possible. Something that like I wish would happen, but frankly, I doubt that it will. Would be Metal is the replacement for the bio lizard, not as a progenitor for Shadow, but for a creature that goes rogue and starts dragging the Ark to Earth.
Interesting.
Ooh.
I was going to say too, well, first of all, I don't think I give context for gene bombs. How much of the Archie have you read?
Let's go back for a second and talk about gene bombs, because I have a lot to say. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay, good.
I can't wait to learn.
In the Archie universe, the reason why there are like walking, talking animals as well as humans is because like it was like some aliens dropped bombs that like de-evolutionized some humans and like evolved animals. So they like, and then eventually the humans then re-evolved back into humans. And that's why there is this weird mix of humans and anthropomorphic animals on Earth.
So if I Googled gene bomb Sonic, I'm going to get something from Archie?
I think so.
Way Chris is looking is cracking me up. The look Chris is
getting. Gene bomb.
I've known about this for a while, but I still haven't read it. So I'm just like,
We're making our way through in a separate podcast series.
That is, I read it as a kid. And I collected like issues when I find them at comic book shops, but I had the damnedest time following along. But I did leave being a massive John Gray stan. That is definitely the takeaway from Archie.
I mean, not to veer off too much farther on this topic, but Archie Sonic is like the first like 2/3 of it is really weird people throwing shit at the wall. All of these people working on it wanted to work in other comics. So they're just throwing like, well, I want to make X-Men comics. I'm going to throw mutants into the mix. I wanted to make ninja comics. So I'm going to throw ninja, you know, it's people who wanted to work on different comics, putting what they wanted to write into Sonic. And then the last third of it is like Ian Flynn coming and being like, there's a lot of interesting toy box, like things in this toy box now because of all the weird additions, but let's make something good out of like what's in that toy box.
The end of Archie is so cool. Like I just call it cool flat out. Like the stuff they do.
Yeah.
Like Sally getting roboticized and having like the coolest freaking design was like,
roboticization really needs to like make its like, you know,
I don't think they're going to touch it. I think there's too much squirrely nonsense around it now. I think it might be done.
Closest they've gotten for like roboticization in like canon,
sure,
quote unquote, is
the Metal Iris.
Well, kind of. I would say Tails in Lost World when he gets all that robot stuff put on him, or Rusty Rose.
I was going to say
Rusty Rose. Okay. Oh my god.
She was totally roboticized, still had a flicking side of her, was part organic, part metal.
Yeah, yeah.
So like they can they are doing it, just not by name.
It's just such a good concept, and it works really well for Eggman that like I do hope they bring it back.
It's such a good evolution of what the original game was. Like he's putting animals inside of robots. Like, no, he's turning animals into robots, like because he wants to control nature. Anyway,
good tangent.
Sean's Archie Corner.
I like
one one side thing. It still fucks me up reading IDW and Starline saying that Eggman had the wrong idea of putting animals in robots, so he started putting robots in animals. That fucks me up. That's really fucked up.
Oh yeah, I love the RoboCop reboot also.
Starline's awesome. I had such a great time.
Starline's so cool.
What a great
comes back.
A great run of life Starline had. Bring it back, actually. Bring it back one more time.
Big oof.
Big oof.
Big oof.
Anyway,
big
back oof. To back to the Sonic Movie 3.
Back to Sonic Movie 3.
We were talking a little bit about if they would bring in the Black Arms and everything like that. And I think, Sean, you're totally right. I think just in the backstory you allude to it, and then no more.
Like something from some third party.
You don't have to bring it up again if you want to. And the Shadow series could just be a retelling of Shadow the Hedgehog. Like that plot isn't.
That's what I thought.
Sure. But you know what? Can we just slide naturally right in? So Sonic Movie 3, we watch it. We're like, oh my gosh, they nailed Shadow. I can't wait for the Shadow series. Do they give him amnesia? Like, is that the arc after?
I don't want
Because we know how it ends. We know how SA2 ends. We know he's fallen.
He falls and then he just like hits a crater and he's like, ah.
I was imagining he Homer falling in the Springfield Gorge, just hitting every rock.
That's the beginning of the show. It's just him hitting everything all the way down. It's like 20 minutes of him. That's the first episode.
First episode only is that. And then
the ambulance pulls him up and crashes into the tree and drops him again.
I'm glad you work at Sega, Sean, so you can pitch this to Paramount Plus. Oh my god.
You're helping us commit to this bit. Now we have to talk about our work at Sega every time, and I'll never work at Sega because of it.
For this one episode you work at Sega, we'll never bring it up again.
Yeah.
So
there are some photos too. Oh,
do it. Last thing, and I want to see the photos. Do you guys like the amnesia arc that Shadow goes through? Was there any positives?
I think it's okay. I think there's a way for him to explore his origins and who he is without having to lose his memory.
Okay.
I think because he just had his world rocked, you know, he's just like, well, Maria's message wasn't this, it was this. How do I
Let's see the ramifications of that.
Figure that out. Mm-hmm. And while he's trying to figure it out, he encounters an adventure or two, you know, that's helps more.
I like that.
Along.
I like that a lot.
I completely agree. Cause like the main ending of the amnesia arc is, my past doesn't matter. I choose who I want to be.
Right.
Which I think you can still have him overcome his past without having to make him forget everything he went through. Mm. You can still get to that end without having him
get hit by the amnesia gun.
Hit yes. by everything on the way down.
So I do have a few set photos. First of all, we have this congregation of woodland creatures.
Whoa, cool. I haven't seen any of these. Wow, look at this.
They look like they're summoning something.
I want to go hang out with them. I kind of want to run up and be like, what are you guys talking about? Like, I feel so left out. I feel so far away. Like, let me
see the other Wiccans in the goth getaway.
Yes.
I love yellow jackets.
Yeah. Oh my God. And then there's this like lodge that was leaked. Like it looks like a fake lodge set that they're making. Like they just built it in the middle of this area. I don't know what it is. It seems like it says ice on the front. So maybe like a ski lodge or something like that. But I'm sure what they're going to use that for.
I can imagine it being Ice Cap if they're going to like have it reference a game.
Ice Cap.
Yeah, but where?
Like Ice Cap Zone?
If we're thinking, the whole premise of this podcast so far has been, the plot is SA2. Where would this go in SA2?
Exactly. This is where it starts to, I start to get a little like wary because it's like, it's like the same thing. It's like, oh, they built a bar for a Sonic movie.
Yeah,
a bar?
Sonic movie 2, they went to Siberia for the Master Emerald. So like, I don't think it's going to be one-to-one. They're clearly going to go more places around the world. Just weird that they would go to another snow place.
Yeah, this is the third time they've done it. Or no?
Did they go to a firm? They are filming.
I'm trying to remember the first movie.
They're filming in London with some of the gun cars. But then also, there's a what appears to be kanji on this police car in the second image.
Oh?
So my theory, I don't know why they're doing it in London, but my theory is that because they already went to San Francisco in the first movie, the San Francisco encounter, or, you know, the city encounter with Shadow is going to be Japan.
Interesting thought.
A good way to like to flip it, because this is an American movie putting Japan in it versus a Japanese game putting in America in it.
We did talk about this too when these photos first came out, that green glow in the area. Like, there's even footage of like people filming out their windows and there's like a peace. Green.
I'm so fascinated by
it's
this.
It's not a Chaos Emerald. It's Mr. Burns. Sorry.
Since you've been on last, this has evolved into a Simpsons reference podcast. Yeah. I think like every 30 seconds.
Good. I will laugh at them and be like, wow, that's an original bit.
Like the green glow in the area, it could be a sign of, because the shadow, or the emerald shadow gets in the beginning of SA2 is the green one.
Oh, shoot. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm thinking of like the societal impact. And this is me being a massive SA2 fan, right? I don't think this matters to anyone. You sit in the theater and Cityscape starts playing, but it's Tokyo. Does that dramatically shift anybody? Like, I'm glad we're having this podcast. I feel like I'm preparing myself to sit down and be like, this is going to be a little remix.
I don't think it breaks anything.
No.
I think it's a fun twist. I think it lets you redo the escape sequence in a different way, especially because then you probably get to have fun with some like Japan references and stuff like that too. Sonic, like the stores look like something from the games, or the stores have the popcorn machine up front, you know, that one Sonic popcorn machine, mm-hmm. like whatever, you know.
My thing is, at least my area of Tokyo that I went to, was not very hilly.
No, it's not.
That's true. There are parts of Japan, I think, that have hills though, like that. So
yes,
we'll see.
It would be more of a city thing.
Who knows?
It could be China, but
yeah,
they've done more of a city thing in the first movie, right? Because he was running around the city, and then they do like the record scratch.
I remember that.
And then even in the second movie, is he also running around a city? Maybe not. But
no, it is Japanese. I just looked up the kanji for police.
Cool. Okay.
And
not Chinese.
Japanese.
We are just uncultured. Yeah. I'm sorry to anyone listening. But
well, they share characters.
Yeah, they share.
You know what?
Yeah.
We have a very good excuse. They share characters. I do wonder, because you'd lose a lot of the set piece of San Francisco.
I totally understand that. Then this could have been a completely separate scene they're filming, you know.
But you're right about the green. Mm-hmm. You're so right about the green. I wonder. Ooh, question.
That's in London though, and that's where there's none of the kanji cars in that video or in that that picture. So it could be they were filming two things at once, or something like one scene they just needed to do while they were already on set, or something like that, or on location. I don't know.
Juicy. I love this.
These movies were filmed very strangely because of the strike. They filmed all like non-principal shooting first with like the second unit and all of the like just the CGI stand-in dummies or whatever. And speaking of the dummies, we got to look at Shadow's feet. It's time for Shadow's foot corner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
Hey.
Thought I had a stroke for a second. I'm like, did I hear Sonic 06?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
This is awesome.
Oh wait,
you this has better Tyson's fingerprints all over it.
Damn,
you love
not here.
What did you just do?
Damn, not here.
Damn, not here.
This does have Tyson all over it.
Awesome. It's perfect. It's a nice glow
for
up.
Sure. The only thing I don't love is that kind of like middle side, like that middle bar on these shoes.
Okay.
I think it's like one detail's too many, but
sure.
If that's a strap, I guess that makes sense. And it does look like other shoes, but
I guess it's the only function, I'm not, you know, defending it, but I guess the only function is that when you're taking the shoe off, you take the buckle off and then you can remove the shoe. Maybe that's the thought.
I like that. I like it. No,
that might be the thought.
I was looking at it as like a seam in between two pieces.
No, I don't blame you.
Buckle. And now that I see it as a buckle and a strap, I'm like, okay, what? I like this. I also like that the rings look different from regular rings. Like,
yes.
They have seams that look like they take off as inhibitor rings.
Yeah. And they function as something versus just looking like a ring.
I think
what I was saying was the red soles, where the Jets are. Shadow's shoes in the game, they're very hard edged. Like they're not, they don't have curves. Yeah. They're more straight. This one, it's very curvy and sleek. I like that so much more.
Yeah, frankly, I like the griebling, it makes them easier to draw. The little bit of like work on the seams, like these have to be taken apart to be worked on, kind of. Yeah. I like that aspect to it.
I completely
like
agree.
To me, yeah. It's not like when a Marvel superhero gets their costume and there's a bunch of unnecessary lines on it.
No, my biggest like thing with that is, which is what they're mostly not doing here, but they're doing it well if they are, is like, oh, it's okay. So it's like a big pointy red part of the costume here, and then it's all blue underneath. They decided to put like it goes red and then it skips a step with blue and then goes red, and then the red is down here, and they added like a weird strip, like they like checker the colors for no reason.
Yeah,
they're not doing that here. They are like, they're adding a little bit of gray so that like that strap and the seams have like a you know, significant outline to them, but they're, nothing like that.
They're rocket shoes. They're like a piece of tech, and that's what they
do,
are.
They, yeah, they do look like an actual like jet, like they look like a jetpack turned into like a designer sneaker.
Do you know what this image really does for me? Is it gives me peace. It calms my spirit. To see this attention to detail, to see like they just took a shot of the shoes and went, this is enough. And it was entirely enough. I saw this and I said, oh, you know what?
Give those Sonic filthy Sonic fans the feed.
Yes.
Yeah, like I felt the same way. Yeah. when like before the trailer even came out, when Idris Elba just posted the picture of Knuckles' fist,
oh, yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, like it has the texture of a boxing glove.
Yeah.
Like you immediately
Somebody
know what it is.
Thought this through. Yeah, exactly. I wonder if they're filming without a voice first, because it doesn't like, or they're just not announced, because they announced before they revealed anything about Knuckles that it was, or rather they announced at the same time that it was Idris Elba.
Let's talk about this. Let's bring the scope back a little bit. The marketing plan for this. When are we seeing a trailer, right? Like, when are they going to start revealing this stuff?
It's officially less than a year out now.
Yeah. Like
it's 11 months.
Is this
out.
A summer? Usually like they hit you in the summer with it. Like
when did the first trailer for the second movie come out?
I especially don't think it's going to make that after the strikes.
I wonder. I also think it might get delayed.
It's
a part
it's
of
probably
me
going to go into. Yeah, they were aiming for, you know, Christmas, I'm sure, which would
have
been a good Christmas movie. But
that Shadow tweet that they made with that photo was November 29th, and it still says in theaters December 20th, 2024.
It feels so placeholdery, doesn't it? It feels like, let's just put it here. But I get it, though. They could hit it. They could very well hit it. I think maybe they could.
We talk about the SA2 logo that's on this. It's very faint on this, but it's pretty identical, it seems like.
Oh, yeah.
Just like modernly designed, you know. I think it looks pretty good. I think they need to redo the actual like center logo for it to fit a little better.
Oh, I see.
Because like the already differentiate, like the, I don't know. I don't think the neon mixes well with that like old school gradient.
I get why they got to keep the neon though. They've already done it twice now, right?
Yeah.
It's like, that is the shtick. And it's like,
did they release it, or was this like a fan remake?
This must be a fan
remake. It's on the
jokes. Cool.
My
it's on the official page.
Computer is.
Yeah.
Found on shorter version of the logo found on clapperboard in recent leak.
Oh, cool.
Interesting.
It looks great.
So,
it looks pretty good.
Like what else? You're not going to do better than the SA2 logo itself.
It does
right?
sort of look like the store brand vape you see in like a 7-Eleven, or like the weird like neon branded cigarette sometimes to get cool kids to smoke it. Like,
no!
I'm sorry, it looks like
you're right.
No, it does.
No,
look
you're
like
right.
A vape
this
shop
is great
logo.
Value brand.
That's what it is. The 2000 and like the 2016 vape shop logo. That's what it looks like.
Oh, you're not wrong, because it's
yeah.
I think it's good because the SA2 logo is so good, right? Like that logo was already superb, and now it's like
that's what they had to add to it. I think honestly, it would have been fine if they just had the three, and the three also have like the shadow like hedgehog.
Oh,
shape
interesting.
Out of it, you know?
You want more than just the red?
Yeah, and I'd rather them not halfway remake it and try to make it work in a logo style that was different already. You know, I think it just like I like it, but I think it could be better, or they could just not. They have to commit one way or the other. They have to keep going with their neon, or they have to commit to like almost a full like Sonic Adventure like logo recreation.
Let me pull
when
up.
when they first dropped the logo, like however long it was ago, not this one, it just said Sonic the Hedgehog 3. The 3 was red like it is here with the scan lines. I thought that was hinting that it was going to be metal because it looks like his same. Eye.
It looks like eye scan lines. No, yeah, I think there's a way to do this logo, maybe not like one to one, but like I think it's just because like maybe it's just because it's on black that it looks weird. But like, yeah, the white outline super helps. The more definitive spikes instead of like these kind of three strips looks a little bit better. It's tough. Like I'm not a logo designer.
I now trust the artists at Paramount.
Mm-hmm.
I trust them. I like that. That's this is even
we've
referencing
how good everything looks.
Yeah, I trust them. Mm-hmm. The marketing for Sonic Movie 2 was superb.
Yes.
Go ahead, Chris. I saw you. What do you got for me?
Shadow's design end of the second movie was there we go.
Wow.
His design was just machine.
Wait, Chris, I just noticed something. Maybe you've noticed this before. Are these the power cores from Sonic Adventure 2 to the right and left of him?
Maybe. That's entirely possible.
Like the battery core things that you feed to Chow.
Yeah, the little chaos drives.
if they are, that's insane, Paul. I won't say neither here nor there.
So what I was going to say was his model is just a retextured and reconfigured Sonic model.
Yeah,
Tyson said that. So how is his redesign going to look in the movie itself?
Superb.
I'm going to let the artists tackle this first.
Something I'm thinking about is in the movie, in the logo we see, the red is towards the tips rather than on top of his quills. Which makes me think, are they going to do like red frosted tips on his quills rather than the stripes on top?
I hate that's the way you described it.
Is he going to go for the frost? Looks like he's in Static X.
Oh, no. I mean, it looks good. I think whatever they do to make sense of it, it's going to work. But you're right. I have no clue how.
I need his chest hair to be fluffier. That's all I need.
Oh.
It needs to have that poof. Because here it just looks like the Batman logo in the actual photo,
which is why it's Robert Pattinson, obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
This is nuts.
Nobody knows who Static X is, so I will say he looks like he'd be in Mindless Self Indulgence or System of a Down if he had the frosted red tips. Oh my god. yeah, no, I agree. I think the big thing is the fluffier chest floof. I think. I don't know. It's tough with the quills because they kind of have an established style with how they make those look. I almost wonder if they'll be like, if he'll have more. And it'll be like a lot more like hairstyle-y.
I don't know.
No.
Do you think they'll do
the
electricity thing that they've been doing with Sonic?
They did in the second movie. When Shadow opens his eyes, they has like the
yellow,
gold,
right?
Electric.
Great.
Yeah.
So that'll be an aesthetic
which
they pull from
weird,
too.
Though.
Oh, it's weird, but
he doesn't have super speed, though. That's kind of the signifier of like a secondary power. But I guess it could be chaos power.
Mm-hmm. Knuckles has it, too. And Tails.
Yeah. No. That's what I'm saying, though. It's like it's indicative of like a secondary power, which is why it's weird that I have such a big issue with like the electricity in it. Because I'm always on the fence about it because like. It's indicative of like you have like some sort of secondary power that is all connected by something, right? Which means they kind of have made their own origin where Sonic's always been, he's just fast. There's not really much to it besides he's a mutant or something. Like it doesn't really matter. This implies that there's like an origin they want to explore. And he always talks about it as though it's like a separate part of him. Like this is my power or you can't take my power or something like that. Like, and the way that Eggman can like siphon it from a quill. Maybe they won't even touch it, but to me it implies a weird origin that doesn't need to be there. And so like Knuckles has it too, but and like Knuckles, I guess he gets it from being a guardian, or like that's where I run into issues because Tails has it. Tails just flies. Like there's not really a magic power to it. He just learned to fly with his tails.
To me, the electricity or chaos power or whatever it may be, it's just a visual representation of the power, like how when Sonic goes fast in games, he leaves that blue aura. Like, yeah. It's not an actual thing. It's just a visualization of the power, just like if you were throwing a fist, like the wind That's coming true. Behind it.
That's true. It's weird that Tails has it because he doesn't really like it. Does he have electricity or do they just give him a yellow streak?
No, he has the sparks sometimes when he's flying.
Spins his tail. So yeah, it's I'm like always on the fence about it, but you guys go ahead.
No, it's super
interesting. To me it's just a visual representation of power, like not really like it's not a separate power, it's just a better visualization of it to make it impact more.
No, I agree with that, because they do it with the Flash as well, right? Like, when I think of speedy characters...
Right, but the Flash gets his powers from lightning. Oh, that's always really? Made sense to me.
I feel like this is kind of copying that aesthetic then. Like, the Flash might have the actual reason.
It is copying, for sure.
So I don't... But I'm with you, though, where you're like, oh, the power is then siphoned out of the quills, right? So this is saying that Sonic's intrinsic power can be taken out of him, and how does the electricity play into that kind of a thought? It is interesting when you kind of deep dive into it, but in terms of what the movies have to say with that power, I don't think it's that deep, right? Yeah. Well, like the movies never go too far where they're like, you need to know this.
Like a lot of American adaptations of thing where they decide they have to explain every aspect of it, of something, you know? Now, I remember
does get a lot,
some
doesn't
thoughts
it?
On like how they're doing the red.
Oh, yeah,
on the
yeah,
eyes.
Yeah. Because Shadow's, for lack of a better term, eyeliner.
Guyliner.
In the games, it's always. Here's a good example. I have the gift Sean gave me a couple years ago.
Oh my, what a pull. I wish you guys could see this right now. Chris just pulled out the president's photo from Shadow the Hedgehog, which of course everyone knows off the top of their head.
In the proper frame.
It looks like it's from the game. Like that looks like.
The image is the one from the game. Like this isn't a recreation of it.
There you go.
So it's nice and high quality, but. It's mostly the same game. Yeah.
Oh,
but yeah, like the Shadow's guy liner is like right on the corners of his eyes. Like it's the edge of it.
Yes.
In the movie, or at least in the end of the second movie, you can see in that photo I posted, it goes more almost like an eyebrow.
Yes.
Where like it goes off the edge of the eye.
I think they'll adjust it. Yeah, I think this is not the final.
Oh, no.
I do wonder. I think it'll shrink.
That's why I was asking. A redesign, because they're clearly going to redesign Shadow, because this is just Sonic's model.
No, they
so
will.
So what do you think they're going
to
do?
What a thought.
Ooh. Are they going to keep the red stripes?
It'll be more on model.
Around the edges in general. Like, he's got the fluff, right? I think they might give him fluff on the mouth, too, so it matches. I've always liked when they do those in people's redesigns and fan redesigns. And I think they're going to have, like, there's going to be like, you know, that's that like way of drawing like anime hair where it's not just one spike. It's like a little spike leading up to the curve of the spike. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's going to be just a little bit more like punk to his hair, you know, just a little bit of that. Not so much that it doesn't look like the same style. But I think just like he looks a little more ragged.
I that is a good point,
because he's like a freaky alien hybrid thing.
Yeah,
he shouldn't be like perfectly groomed, you know.
That's a good point. I let's see. I love what they did with Knuckles' redesign in the movie, where they sort of incorporated both his regular design and boom, they made him just like
he's
a
beefy,
little bit buffer. Yeah.
Yeah,
they really helped out with that.
It's a perfect
Yeah,
Knuckles.
He's a
I really
great
like
design.
It.
So
he
that's
looks
a good
like
point.
He like weighs like he has a bunch of muscle. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah,
you look like you'd be like, okay, I got you. Oh my God, you're heavy.
Well, he is 1,000,000% muscle.
Oh, you're
Remember
so cute.
He says he's 1,000,000% muscle.
Yes.
But yeah, like I think that's a really good point of like giving Shadow some different things to make him seem a lot rougher.
Yeah, especially because like the nature of the spikes going like that in the design originally are kind of like built to be the idea of like he's not like smooth and aerodynamic like Sonic. His is a little bit more like punk rocky, you know. So I think the major move there is going to be like A, obviously his spikes go a different direction, and B, they're going to add like more like I'm trying to think of the term, like mange, not mange,
scruff,
like, yeah, like gruff to it, I think, to match the like basically how the fluff is going to look. Some of his spikes will look, I think.
You two really got me thinking about whether or not Shadow grooms himself. Like, I'm sitting here like, Shadow wouldn't let himself get gruff. Yes, I have no clue. I've never considered this. But when I look at his character design, I'm like, no, he's not, like, he doesn't seem gruff or unkempt.
Like, he takes care of himself.
So I don't know if they'll go that route or not.
And you just hear,
but I mean, he's like,
Shadow, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Is Shadow?
We're not... But I mean, he's been in captivity for 50 years. He's a little messed up.
It depends on how the stasis works, right? Because like, frozen. If he's not growing at all. Again, I haven't thought this deep about it at all. It's cool. I'm like, wait, would he be ragged? I wonder if they're also weighing this kind of thing.
Do you think he's going to be the same height as
Shadow taking a bath?
He does have to still be the same basic like build, height, shape as Sonic for him to be mistaken. Realistically, because sometimes the movies do have to like change, like obviously they had to change things because they work realistically originally to too much of an extent, obviously, but
they could
I think they might
they could always do. There is that theory that I love about why Sonic was mistaken for Shadow in SA2, where like
racism.
Yes, you thank you, Sean. But no, it was there's the theory that Gunn didn't want to report that something they had captive was on the loose, so they blamed it on Sonic and sent some of their people after Sonic while they were trying to capture Shadow.
They would admit their mistake, the cops wouldn't? Oh, that's juicy. Oh, I wonder if they'll do that. Like,
I've always loved that theory, and like I take it as canon in my head because SA2 was really written before Shadow's design was... but I mean... Shadow's design, or SA2 was written before Shadow's design was finalized, and in those earlier designs he looked a lot more like Sonic, so that makes sense. But that's a little headcanon theory that I've always kept. I can maybe see them trying to attempt something like that in this, instead of just like not fully explaining it. Like, Gunn already is trying to capture Sonic in the second movie. This gives him another excuse to go after him.
You are hitting on something beautiful that I'd love to like slowly end on, is like how this movie will be remembered. And I think it will be a better retelling of Sonic Adventure 2's story. I think this movie like completely has this opportunity to take that story.
It's like Sonic X, where they got the chance to like streamline it and not be so like, you know,
this movie has that opportunity
can do, you know,
to throw in, you know, like Chris is saying, where it's like, you know, this part works, but like you could go in there and make it a little stronger. And like, that's what I hope like they're doing in that writer's room, is just how do we take this already nice blanket and make it a little fluffier?
Yes.
Because I don't think the story's bad. I really want a blanket right now. I think I'm a little cold. It's good. I think Sonic Adventure 2 story is good.
Yeah. You're asking how you think it'll be remembered in general.
Do you think it'll be better version of SA2 story? Do you think it'll be worse? Do you think
it might be good for fans? I think fans will come out of it being like, this is a kids movie version. They did, not necessarily to say that they'll do a bad job, just like I think they'll do the best they can with the tools that they have in this version. You know, that's how I come out of most of these movies, is like, yeah, there was some kid stuff in there. There was some weird needle drops, but it's like I won't fault anybody who was a Sonic fan on that team for, quote unquote, letting that happen, because I think there's just too many people with their fingers in the pie. I forget the metaphor there. But it's there's just a lot of interference. So I think whatever version they tell is going to probably be as good as they can get with this interference, especially because this is kind of a dark story and kind of a fucked up story. So I think there might be a lot of stepping in on that.
That's my biggest concern is like, are they going to go all the way with the backstory with Maria? Because like, this is still Paramount, this is still a kids / family movie, but I mean, kids also go see violent Marvel movies, Five Nights at Freddy's.
They love that's actually a good point, because the movie obviously came out after Sonic movie is probably already written. But to think about like how that movie had to be like kind of dark and violent because the series was, and they knew that the kids would go see it if it was like, you know, faithful in that regard. So it's like, is there now a little bit more leeway in these movies to be a little fucked up? Like fucking 90s movies used to be like
you.
That's the evidence I would use if I was in the room. I'd be like, yeah. Hey, look at this.
Real quick, you know? Just reminded me of when Killers of the Flower Moon came out, I walked to the Burbank theater with some friends, and it was the night Five Nights at Freddy's came out as well. And there were a bunch of people leaving the first showing of Five Nights at Freddy's. And there was this one kid who walked by with a shirt with Sam and Frodo on it. And I was like, oh, hey, nice shirt. And he, like, the kid was maybe, like, he had to have been 14 or 15. So this kid was, like, single digit when Five Nights at Freddy's first came out. But I go, oh, hey, nice shirt. And he goes, thanks, man. I just saw FNAF and I am over the fucking moon.
Wow. 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 Like, and then the movie made how much money?
That movie exploded.
Yeah. It is. No, it did. Not to turn it into this tangent, but it's like, it is so strange. Like, obviously, we're the freaks who love Sonic, and people older than us might have been like, I can't believe these kids like Sonic. Well, I can't believe they're buying all these games or whatever. So it's like, I understand that we're just being old men. Old people.
Oh, for sure.
But it's
don't
like,
touch my essay too. For sure. I'm absolutely
and,
like,
yeah, make and also it good. Just like, man, I can't believe Five Nights at Freddy's is going to be the thing that, like,
the movie better have people interrupting each other mid sentence or I'm going to be angry.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, you're right. I want them to put the faker scene in that movie so
just word
bad.
For word.
Word for word. Okay. I was watching AGTQ.
Yeah, because it's like, I do think. I do think it works for Sonic's personality here a lot more than in the game, because Sonic is a little bit self-obsessed and he's like, I just got a big name of being a hero and here's this motherfucker ruining my goddamn reputation. And he's going to be like, all right, Mr. Faker Sonic, you know, like it's
honestly, it works. I mean, a lot of SA2 does fit with movies Sonic. No, you know what? I don't regret that statement. I don't know. I don't know if it does, because Sonic in Sonic Movie 2 gets more badass by the end, right? Like, you turn super. That's the coolest he can be, I suppose. But, like, is he going to be like, oh, and you Invader Zim looking Hot Topic ass, like, I'm going to kick your butt. Like,
I feel like that.
Is that what we're going to get?
I feel like there is going to be at least some reference to, like, that Hot Topic kind of thing. But I assume he's going to make those jokes when, like, he first meets Shadow, not having context for this character's backstory. And then when Shadow kicks his ass and Sonic learns about the past, that's when he gets serious.
I like that. Okay. I think it could be good. I think this conversation got me hype.
It's like the second one where it's like, if I like the second one, I have to get into the mindset of it being the kid movie version of Sonic. And that's not a problem. Yeah. I think that's going to be the same thing here, where it's like, it'd be great if it exceeds my expectations. But my expectations are as good as the second one was at adapting Knuckles' story, where it's like there is some random crap in there because it's a kid's movie. But what was there was great.
Mm.
Like Sonic Movie 2, like when Tails first rescues him from Knuckles, he calls Knuckles Clifford the Big Red Rage Monster. Then he refers to
here I am laughing.
Yeah. Then he refers to the war between echidnas and owls as Vin Diesel and The Rock, like stuff like that. But then once he like realizes the stakes and people are in danger, then he gets serious and stops with the pop culture references.
Yeah. So, I mean, he is similar to regular Sonic, where he does get cocky until it gets serious and he has to like kick ass. But, you know, I mean, this is, I think, one of the other questions that Ian, you want to talk about, like, how do we feel about movie Sonic? I think we've talked about a little bit so far. It's just like, he's never going to be an ideal version of Sonic for people who are more fans of the games. But Chris and I have talked about this a bunch, where it's like the movies are making new Sonic fans. Like, kids who didn't know what Sonic was know Sonic because of the movie. I've seen more kids wearing Sonic movie merchandise than I've seen kids wearing like non-movie merchandise.
Wow.
Yeah.
But like, I've just seen more Sonic period since the first movie came out.
In like, general, for
like
sure.
The first, yeah, yeah. Like, I loved Sonic as a kid, and then around high school and college.
The merch has really kicked up in the last 3 years.
Around high school and college, like, I didn't play the games, I didn't watch or read anything. And then the movie, and my excitement for after they redesigned him for the first movie, that was like, oh, you know what? I haven't drawn this guy in a while. I should draw him again. And then here we are.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine was Mania. Mania was my, like, of course I was always in it, but Mania was, I was like, wait, we can get back. We can get back to glory. Like, this is the path. The Mania is the path. Like, that was when I hopped back in, and then I played Forces, and then I got bummed again. But you're right. Like, the movies completely brought it in. I think the second movie let me down a little bit in terms of the human aspect of it. Sonic doing pop culture references, which, again, like, you're right. When push came to shove, Sonic would do his thing. Like, the Sonic Knuckles fight is a highlight for sure in that regard. But, and then they sideline Tails quite a bit. Like, if you try and remember anything Tails does in Sonic Movie 2, you don't really think of much because he doesn't.
Yeah.
So that's my fear.
I hope not.
I don't think it's pivotal to start.
Like,
for sure.
I think he'll have his. Who's talking?
Wait,
who's
what
talking?
Happened?
Am I talking? Are you talking? No. What's going on?
I was going to say, I think he'll at least have a plane he'll have built. And maybe it turns into a bot for a minute if they need to.
Yeah, I just want the tornado.
They do for one fight.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
The tornado was really well done in the second movie.
Yeah,
but it was just like a plane he stole.
It was just a plane. Yeah, it was just a plane.
And like,
it worked though.
And it got busted like right in the beginning of the Death Egg fight.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? Right. If he can like fine tune it, make some adjustments, make it his own thing, I'll buy a toy of that.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
They only need him for one fight. One fight, he puts the mech on, does his thing, and then he gets out of it or whatever, or wears it for the rest of the third of the movie.
I'm with it. It's his pants.
Puts it on. But that's what's going to bring this movie down, I think, are the elements that the Sonic movies are made of, which is that it's a live action hybrid that isn't actually
comedy. Yeah.
Like, if you asked anyone to make a Sonic movie, you would get so many different movies. But I guess if you asked a hardcore Sonic fan, what are you making? It would probably look pretty the same. And it's not this. So that is what's going to maybe bring this down. But that's also coming from a fan of the source material who likes the source material and again, wants to see that.
I think if I had this stuff as a kid, I'd be like losing my mind. These movies.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Because
my introduction to Sonic wasn't the games. It was like the Saturday morning cartoon and the Archie comics. I was in those before I played a single Sonic game, before I played Sonic Adventure 2. So like if the way that the Sonic Adventure 2 storyline was introduced to me was through this movie, as like, okay, I got in the comics, I'm into the TV show, and then oh shoot, they're making a movie, and then I get presented these versions of the story, I'd be in love with it, and then I'd find out more about it and play the old games and stuff like that. I think it's a missed opportunity for them to not do a like Switch re-release of these games while
that
this movie's coming out.
I agree.
Is juicy because we got Sonic Origins
the
Frontiers.
And the movies and Sega have been so out of sync in terms of like merchandise lineup. It feels like because the toy company.
I would have said that. Yeah.
But
I would have said that
game stuff coming out at the same time.
Go for it. If the Mario movie hadn't done what it did, because the Mario movie came out and I was like, where in the world is the Mario game? Where is the Mario game? Yes. Why is nobody where is this? And then Mario Wonder comes out and then they Mario RPG and now Donkey Kong versus Mario. It's like now they're all coming out. So in my head, I'm kind of like
they're testing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm hyped with an asterisk. That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, like there's cautiously optimistic is the way I always think of it. Of like, hey, I think it's going to be good. Might not.
I hope it's a good. Like, I hope it's as good as the second one because I think that's a pretty good bar to ask for.
We can. I think that's doable. Like Sonic Movie 3. I'm going to say something crazy, and this would be really funny if I'm wrong, could be the best video game movie. It could end up being it. I think SA2, you're starting with a something that already exists, right?
I just think it's really funny that we're rapidly approaching Kingdom Hearts like level of like movie scenes with this. because it's like true. We are going to have like these like cartoon characters like having like this like very serious like moment or like this this very like story heavy focused on them moment, and then it's going to smash cut to some like slapstick shit with James Marsden. Like,
no, he's back in Hawaii.
It's like almost an entirely CG scene. You pan over and there's Tom. Like it's
Light Shadow, the dark part of Sonic's heart.
Was that a Donut Lord impression? Was that James Marsden?
No, it was Goofy.
That was James Marsden, I think.
That's a meme.
No,
I'm gonna call him right now.
It was
James, you gotta hear this
Goofy
impression.
Talking about Cloud and Sephiroth.
Oh, Cloud and Sephiroth.
Remember? Where he's like, ain't Sephiroth the dark part of Cloud's heart?
Oh, it's Goofy.
Yes, I just said it was Goofy.
Oh my god.
I don't have any more questions. I have none. My cheeks hurt.
Yeah. All right, what else? What else do we need to talk about for this movie? Any other rumors or anything that we need to address?
I got nothing.
I don't know. Like literally right before we started recording, that tweet dropped hinting that a Generations remake, port, whatever, remaster is on the way, which
I'll take that God with a grain knows. Of salt, but that will be that's in a couple. They were saying the 31st, so we'll know in a couple days if that's away. True. But yeah, if this kicks off with like something Shadow the Hedgehog related, then gosh darn, guys, we're in the Shadow year, the year of Shadow the Hedgehog. Sorry,
the year
Knuckles.
Of Shadow the Hedgehog.
Mm-hmm. If they start off with something Shadow related.
I would love that. I would love it.
It's time.
I would love the year of Shadow.
It's his time.
Let's have it be the inverse of the year of Luigi. Make it like the best year.
Wait. That would be a really imagine the memes of just Shadow, like the box office comparison, right? Just
can someone do the Morbius edit where it has like or like no, it's the. They did the jet.
A million Shad bucks.
It's gonna be Jared Leto.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Don't even. We're not even.
They wouldn't. Don't put that out. Don't put that out there.
The Jeb image where
he's in everything you don't want him to be in.
It's think about it. I'm ignoring you, Sean. It's the
Tron fan. It's
the Tron.
Haunimation
the Jeb Bush image where he has like his hands out and he won the election. They did that with Morbius in the box office. Just do that with Shadow now.
Ugh. Wait,
so, I know like, it's absolutely gonna be Jared Leto.
Oh no!
Call the more you say it, the more I'm like, go by Shadow on set.
If Jared
call
Leto,
me the ultimate life form.
If he was
Chris,
confirmed,
I've never seen Chris more like static faced, upset.
But I might not even go if they're like Jared Leto Shadow. I might not go.
I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for you to finish.
No.
Well, I'm not giving this any no just
I
go.
Gave it some thought. I did. I pondered it.
I gave it some thought.
Sean,
do you have any
dropping rings or anything?
No. Most of the movie merch we have seen before.
I didn't know if you had anything like Shadow related.
I feel like we've dug into those wells pretty deep already.
Fair point. We did two episodes on Shadow.
Yeah. but I was going to say, I didn't actually hear y'all's thoughts on who Gerald might be. I said my piece. What do you think?
Bryan Cranston.
Wow.
Because well, I'll say that would be a good Eggman cast, like flat out. Like
I wouldn't be like that. That would be great. I think he could do great.
I'll say the other guy. I'll say Bob Odenkirk. I think we're getting Bob Odenkirk as Professor Gerald Robotnik. And he's going to.
And he's in the third movie because Triple's is safe.
Oh my God.
we're about to. They're going to have a lot of fun in that acting.
They call
whoever
me a
the recruiters are. They're really figuring this out over there. Jesus.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. But I think that about does it.
We crushed it.
Mm-hmm. I think we crushed 40 did, who I hope is in the film. I had to get that out of there. Yeah, that about does it. Ian, why don't you tell the good folks where they can find you? And also, thank you for joining us and coming up with so much notes. You did a lot of notes for us.
Yeah, this
was
great.
I really wanted to talk about it. And I was like, great. You two will talk about it with me? Great. Because I do think it's in your shadow.
I have ruined relationships by talking about this.
Get out of the way. I've got to talk to Sean and Chris.
Is Maria going to get shot? Is Maria going to get shot with a regular gun? Or some kind of future laser stun gun?
Oh, I think it's got to be a real gun.
Agreed. Yeah. Yeah.
But you know if they do a fake one, it's fine. I don't care.
Yeah.
But like,
squeaky. It's a squeaky gun.
They get a little.
She gets shot with a finger gun, like if you're in a Four Kids cartoon.
And Sonic just fired a gun to Shadow, and he's like.
No, it's all improv on stage. They're just pretending up there. Like,
there has to be a cut in the middle of it. It's like, hi, kids. Guns are no joke.
They're like, this is rated PG. And we need to explain some things.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay. I'm so sorry to bring us back into chaos. Let's control this chaos. Ian, please tell the good folks so they can find you and your work.
You can find me. I'm hanging out around Tumblr, which has been very fun. There's a lot of very good people there, but you know, it's quiet. It's cute. I have a good time. Go play the Murder Sonic the Hedgehog. It's free. I wrote it. It's on Steam.
We didn't even talk about that.
Go play it. Go play it. Have fun.
I forgot you worked on it.
That's it. That's all I got. You don't have to follow me there, but you do have to play the Murderous Sonic the Hedgehog. And then consider watching Sonic Movie 3. I didn't work on that, but it might be fine. I'm curious.
Your stink is all over the microwave jokes. I swear to fucking God.
It's a team process. So many people touch that script.
And I mean that lovingly.
You can tell. There was, I think I one time had say, Eggman said, oh, Tails, that's a comically large amount of mints. And like the people around me were like, that's the most Ian thing you've ever written. And I'm like, how? What is that? What do you mean? I'm like, I have a, because I use the word comically? What do you take?
You but have a brain.
Apparently you can tell. Yeah, I think you can tell when I wrote something.
There's just like, yeah, you could just feel when like a certain person had their hands on something.
You could tell with mine. No, it's true. But yeah, go play it. It's fun.
Yes, yes. Please go play and follow Ian on Tumblr. And Chris, where can the people find you?
At @C_Dobbins on Twitter. CDobbinsArt.com. CDobbinsArt on Instagram and Blue Sky. Currently still unemployed, but doing commissions. If you're interested, go on my website. There's a little thing on the top that says commissions. Fill out that form and we're golden.
You can follow me on Blue Sky at Sean at Your Sun, and you can follow Jellybox.
Still spitting up that sun, I see.
And you can follow Jellybox on Twitter and check out new No XP episodes every Monday. And follow the podcast at Sonic Pod on Twitter and Blue Sky. We're on both, and we'll post the images we talked about on this episode and all that good stuff. And don't comment on this when the movie comes out and tell us how wrong we are.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, be cool. be chill. Be cool. We guessed. We're hopeful. No, I'm hopeful.
I invite all of the comments of like, let's, you guys are so fucking stupid. I know. Like, how could you think that this? No, bring it. Bring it.
Oh, watch, it's nothing like SA2. Like, if it's nothing like SA2, it breaks everything we just talked about.
It's everything. Sonic Labyrinth for some reason?
Yeah. Space Colony Arc is a bar.
You're putting some cursed things out into the ether. You need to calm down. We do not need
filmmaking works, okay?
What if that building, which everyone go look at the list of photos, what if that building is like the Colony Arc? It's just a normal looking house with ice on the front.
Where you have to dance party against the lizard, the bio lizard.
Shadow does the gritty.
Oh boy. Please, Shadow does the gritty.
I'll
if you got a brain in your skull, you will make Shadow do the gritty.
I'll say it. I have heard of this a billion times. I have no fucking idea what the gritty is.
Good.
Do you imagine if I just stood up and did the gritty? I'm like, you mean this? I don't know how to do it. I
can't. It's imperative that we remain unknowledgeable of this gritty.
We're going to learn together at Sonic Movie 3 when Shadow does it.
I have friends who are teachers where I'll go see them and I'll be like, so what do the kids say nowadays? Like, what's their lingo? I had to be taught what it's giving is. I am so out of date.
Rouge is going to be like, Shadow, you Rizzler. Oh, you give me toilet.
I just got that hog. No.
Skibbity toilet to you too.
I don't think I said skibbity with any clarity. Anyway, my brain is fried. Sean, please end it. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty.
I'm fucking sweating.
I'm sweating. My cheeks hurt. Please, Sean,
to bring it out. We all do our version of. And we'll do it on three. One, two, three. We all did it together.
Perfect.
Perfectly lined up. Thank you for listening, everyone. Goodbye.